talking today with Susan Allen from Dairy Max. Susan, let's talk about maybe several things, but let's begin with the efforts of the dairy industry to provide milk to those that are in need in our society.
Right. Well, we've been working with nationally with Feeding America, and there's a brand new program called the Great American Milk Drive, and it's a way to get fluid milk into the hands, into the homes of those in our country and especially our state that are hungry. So Great American Milk Drive, and you can check it out at milklife.com/give.
Let's talk a little bit about why that's important. It's, you know, I guess, you know, when you start thinking about the normal donations that you give in a food drive, those are, you know, canned goods. They're things that aren't perishable. And therein lies the problem. Milk is very perishable.
That's right. And milk is actually one of the most requested items at a food bank, but it's the most rarely given item at a food bank, just for those reasons they mentioned, perishability and cumbersome and that kind of thing. So we have a solution. The Great American Milk Drive has people give a small $5 donation. You can go online or you can text to give. And then a coupon is generated based on your zip code, and it goes the nice thing is it goes to your closest food bank so that a family can go in and get a coupon and go get a fresh gallon of milk at the store.
And you were indicating that really food banks don't normally have milk available for consumers either through a coupon or otherwise. Very little milk actually goes through a food bank as it now stands.
That's right. Currently, food bank participants get about 1 gallon of milk a year. And when I compare that to my family, we go through 2 gallons or 1 gallon every 2 days. And, you know, that's based on 3 servings, getting the 9 essential nutrients, things like protein that help keep us full, help us grow, calcium, vitamin D. So we go through every couple of days, we go through 1 gallon. Food banks participants get 1 gallon a year. So this is a way that we can help that and we can fix that problem.
When it comes to Dairy Max, your dairy producers, they do try to interact with the community. They really try to make sure that people understand that they are a part of the communities that they live in.
Right. Our dairy farmers sit on school boards. They teach Sunday school classes. You know, they get involved in their community. They're a part of their community. They're part of the fabric of their community. So really good neighbors. And this project is just another great example of how dairy farmers have gotten behind a program to help other people. And in this case, it's hungry Oklahomans.
And one more time, go ahead and give us the way that they can actually participate in the Great American Milk Drive.
So it's real simple. You go to milklife.com/give, and then you can follow the prompts there. And it can also, if you'd rather text to give, you can find that information out online too. Very simple, but it's important that your zip code from your credit card that you use will send the donation back locally.
Well, let's talk about maybe some of the other things that Dairy Max is on a regular basis been participating in the last few years. One of those, of course, is the Fuel Up to Play 60 campaign, the active campaign of including good nutrition with physical activity for school kids.
You're right. Fuel Up to Play 60 is a program between the National Dairy Council, National Football League, rolled out here locally by Dairy Max. And it does help encourages schools to focus on kids eating healthy, making the right choices, and getting 60 minutes of physical activity every day. And one of those ways, one of our favorite projects in Fuel Up to Play 60 is promoting breakfast. And that also, it kind of goes hand in hand with this hunger issue we just talked about. Kids that are hungry that don't have breakfast at home can be encouraged to eat breakfast through Fuel Up to Play 60 at school or a brand new breakfast in the classroom program to get them food in their tummies, get them 1 serving of dairy and get them ready to learn for school.
And so, while we don't necessarily see all the milk that we'd like to see go out through the food banks, we do have opportunity through some of these other programs, such as at school, to have the families, at least the kids of the families, involved with some dairy products.
That's right. Kids eat sometimes 2 and possibly 3 meals at school. So if we can move more milk at school, which again gets them those 9 essential nutrients that kids need, and when you look at it broadly, Americans are only getting about half of the servings we need. And so if we can help kids get closer to those servings, it does a couple of things. It helps their bodies have, you know, the important protein and, the calcium that we talked about and the other nutrients. But it helps fill their tummies and helps their minds be ready to learn for school.
When it comes to the dairy industry, Dairy Max is kind of a joint effort of dairy producers working together over about three states, right?
Actually, parts of four states, so central and western Oklahoma, all of Texas, all of New Mexico, and parts of southwest Kansas. So this is our region where we work with all the dairy farmers in our area, and we work through partners like dietitians, physicians. We recently worked with a chef's group to teach some chefs about a lactose intolerance training. Lactose intolerance is a barrier to dairy consumption. And then you also mentioned the school programs like Fuel Up to Play 60 and breakfast programs for school. So that's just kind of a little snapshot of what we do across our region with and through our dairy farmers.